time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here at the piano in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, rewrites it in the style of a classical composer, and we get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Keith Weber is joining us. He's from Houston, Texas, although, Keith, I understand you're actually calling from someplace else in Texas. Where are you?
Yes, in fact, I'm at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport in between planes.
Oh, well, I hope you have enough time before your layover to get in a piano puzzler here.
Yes, in fact, I'm under a kind of a two-hour delay, so we can take our time.
Well, we can do several of these then.
That's right.
Well, Keith, I know you have a terrific musical background because you're the director of music at St. Philip Presbyterian Church in Houston.
That's right.
So are you an organist? Are you a singer? Are you all of the above and more?
Yeah, I am a kind of a former organist, and I've turned into a pianist and a harpsichordist and a conductor and a coach along the way. Have been blessed with a broad background.
That's great. Yep. Well, Keith, really glad to have you. Bruce is just about to play your piano puzzler here. Now, I don't know what's coming either, so if you get stuck, we can try to work this through together.
Okie dokie.
But here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Here we go. Wonderfully done.
Oh, well, then you must have gotten something. That's great that you're laughing.
So, Keith.
Nicely done, yes.
So what do you think? What's going on there?
Well, it's the Brahms Lullaby.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a tune from the Brahms Lullaby. A la Stravinsky is my guess.
Well, it's you're incredibly close with Stravinsky, but it's meant to be somebody else. And let's see, what else can I tell you? Also, another thing to concentrate on is this kind of harmony repeated over.
So, perhaps one of the French guys.
Well, he's kind of a unique character.
I see.
Mostly known for opera.
Oh.
Now, Fred, you're not sure either, right, Fred?
I'm not.
I can see that. I'll give you a strange clue. There's an opera that actually starts exactly like this. And this ending also is from a famous piece of his.
Right.
And the sudden silences are also part of his style. And he also was famous for, in his vocal writing, making it sound kind of like people were talking in the language that he came from.
Right. I'm intrigued to know who it is, but I'm completely stumped.
Well, Fred, how are you doing on it?
Well, if it's the guy I'm thinking of, it's a guy who did a lot of composition late in his life.
That's true. And he also, I think you must be onto it. And the strange thing about this guy is he was performed at new music concerts in the 20s when he was 20 and 30 and sometimes more years older than the rest of the new music guys who were being performed.
Now, this is a tough one.
I know it is.
This is a really, really tough one.
I'm a bit stumped, actually.
Was he a Slovak composer?
Yes, Fred. He was. Well, I think he was kind of a Fastvok myself, but he would be.
A Slovak. Oh, Janáček. It's Leo Janáček.
There you
duh.
Go.
Leo Janáček.
Well, don't say duh. This is hard.
This was a tough one.
Oh, my Lord. You had me going because I had just no idea.
Keith, you got the tune right away, and we made our way toward Janáček. Now, Bruce, what is it about the way you wrote this puzzler that is in the style of Janáček?
The sudden silence. I want to play one example of that, which is very Janáček.
Okay. Right.
When it goes, the tune goes da 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 da. You know, because Janáček will have a silence so that you fall out of your seat at the Met even if you weren't paying attention. You know? And then another thing that he does is this kind of pattern, which is a combination of the with a repeated note. And the sudden ending, which is very different than going, you know.
Right.
So
right,
love Janáček, I have to say. I'm just crazy about Janáček. So
yeah.
Even though most of the puzzlers are, you know, Beethoven, Brahms, Chopin, Bach, Stravinsky, et cetera, I always, once or twice out of every 15 puzzlers, I throw in a Janáček.
I think it's wonderful. It's very informative. And it's going to send me to the record shelf as soon as I get home.
There he goes.
Keith Weber from Houston calling us from the Dallas airport. Yeah. Keith, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you so much for calling. What fun.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.